introduced to Nicodemus, and he had a conversation with Jesus, but his conversation only lasted about 9 verses. This week, we meet Jesus and the woman at the well, and their conversation lasts longer, at least 30-odd verses, the conversation that they had. No doubt you're all familiar about the story of the woman at the well, and the fact that it was so unusual that Jesus spoke to her. Let's make some comparisons with Nicodemus and our story this morning. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, someone who was learned. He was inside an inner crowd. He had a name, but funny enough, he had to come to Jesus by night. The woman at the well, as we all know, is that woman at the well. She's not good enough to have a name. She didn't quite come to Jesus, but I can just imagine her walking towards the well at midday, broad daylight, seeing this gentleman leaning up against the well and just thinking to herself, oh my goodness, there is somebody there. Because she's usually getting there at the time of day when she is the only one there. Nicodemus, Jesus says to him, you must be born again, and he gets really confused and he's not sure. And he actually has more than one conversation with Jesus. The woman at the well, on the other hand, has one conversation with Jesus. She misses the line a little bit about the living water. But then she gets it. Yeah? She gets it straight away. And then she goes, tells the rest of the community, and converts the lot. Come see a man. And this is what he told me. There are a couple of things, because we could be here all day, because this is one of my favorite stories, where I could go on about the whole issue about being a woman, speaking to a Jewish man, and all of those challenges. I also want to challenge the fact that one thing is I'd like to leave today thinking, don't worry about the numbers of husbands that she had, because you know what? It wasn't her fault. So that's all right. She was living in a community and in a society that made it difficult. If you were a woman on your own without a husband, you would really struggle. So it was really important to get married as soon as the other one had died, say, or perhaps divorced her, say. But you notice, one of the lovely things when she met Jesus was that he didn't judge her. He didn't actually judge her. He didn't say, why are you coming to the well at midday? Is it because you're ashamed of something? He didn't say any of those things. What I want us to think about this morning is the relevance of this story to us today. And the first thing is that Jesus meets us where we are. And that's the scary thing, if that's such a thing. Jesus meets us where we are. He knows who we are. He knows how many husbands we had, and how many wives we had. He knows what we had for breakfast. He knows those thoughts that keep running through our head, that it's Lent and we're wanting to eat chocolate. He knows everything about us, our social status and everything. But he comes and he meets us where we are. And there is no judgment. Come, see a man. And then, of course, the second thing for us this morning is Jesus reveals himself to us. As he spoke to the woman at the well, and she challenged him about the fact that the Jews were holding on to religion and salvation, Jesus eventually felt that he needed to say to her, I am the Messiah. And that's what happens when you encounter Jesus, is that he reveals himself to you. And then, of course, we know that once Jesus comes into our life, there is that sense of compassion, there is that sense of acceptance, and there is a real sense of wanting to learn more about Jesus. And one of the things that we picked up from our Lent studies that we did on Saturday was Peter, when he was asked, you know, do you believe in this man being the Messiah? And he says, we follow to learn more. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do in that encounter at the well. And the final bit for us, which is very relevant for us today, is sharing our story. Now, we tend to put a big word on it that scares people, and it probably isn't a tradition that you have within the United Church, but we share a testimony. So, me telling you about how I met Jesus and how we changed my life. Listen to the woman at the well. She went to get water. The water that she thought that she'd be having to collect day in, day out. But her testimony for us this morning is that she met Jesus. And Jesus gave her water that changed her life. Let me then take you to something very practical for 2 seconds about how as humans we tend to focus on particular things. There were 3 readings that we've had over the last couple of weeks. The Nicodemus reading, the reading for those of you who attended the World Day of Prayer, and then, of course, our reading this morning. Now, the Nicodemus reading is really quite interesting because obviously Nicodemus doesn't understand about being born again and asks the question. But in fact, that misunderstanding, that little bit of misunderstanding, he says, how can you enter your mother's womb and be born again? He doesn't realize that standing next to him and having that conversation with him is someone who brings new life. So Jesus comes, and throughout this Lenten season, we work towards Easter, towards that new life. And then, of course, for those of you who didn't come to the World Day of Prayer, the story there was the man by the pool of Bethsaida. And he's lying by the pool, and Jesus comes along and has a conversation with him. And he says, the healing, I need help to get in, because the healing happens when the water gets stirred up. That's when it's ready for healing. So I just need someone to help me into the pool. But actually, what the gentleman didn't realize is that he was having a conversation with the person who brings healing, both physically and spiritually, that he was talking to Jesus. And finally, the woman at the well, she's having the conversation with Jesus. And the first thing she challenges him is that not only are you a man talking to me, but where is your bucket? So she focuses him on the things that are initially the things that she can see that are important. And Jesus actually says to her, you don't need a bucket for this water I'm going to give you. And in fact, if you read the story from the gospel, she forgets her bucket. She leaves her bucket behind because she has met this man Jesus and she has to then share the good news. So that's why sharing our stories is so important. So when we read this story, let us remember that we need to respond to Jesus in such a way that when he offers us this living water, that we're able to identify within ourselves which part of our lives requires this living water. And that as we encounter Jesus on a daily basis, we learn more about him and he tells us more about who he is. Can you imagine having a conversation and Jesus openly saying, I am the Messiah? So in our own encounter, we are changed. But one of the most amazing things is once you meet Jesus, you're never the same again. And of course, we know that happens for the people that he's healed and the woman at the well. So let's continue throughout Lent to encounter the Christ as he reveals to us his will in our lives, and our lives will change as we learn more about Jesus. So come, there is living water at the well, so that anyone who is thirsty, come.